somewhat at time to give thanks. There's many of the Makoros, so I might come to a little bit of a different conclusion. It's presented by Rabbi J.J. Schachter, very sheer, and these are some of his, he's done a lot of work on this. He has an article in Tradition on this topic. I'll probably have another article in Tradition having to do with this topic. He is focused more specifically on Yom HaShoah itself, the historical creation of Yom HaShoah. You've seen it?
No.
Okay, so he laments the idea that we, at this point, we are neither here nor there when it comes to Yom HaShoah. It's not really a formal part of the Tisha B'Av service, and on the other hand, it's not really connected to Yom HaShoah itself is always a questionable thing about how we recognize it, etc. And he claims it's left with nothing. That's his conclusion in that article, and he is nervous about it. So let's quote some of the main makaros here. So there is one of the famous kinos over the course of Tisha B'Av is the kino of Shali Srufa Be'ish. Right, that is the kina that is specifically written in memory of the Crusades, to remember the things, to remember that they came through, and in those years, 1096, I believe, was the first Crusade. Really, the first Crusade was the main one, right? And Jews, all the Christians are getting up from Europe and saying, "We're going to go."
Have the author of that?
Yeah, there's a row of Kalanimos. Yes.
Ooh.
That we're going to go and rescue Yerushalayim from the infidels, and why do we have to wait? Apparently, the Crusades weren't officially against the Jews, but of course, why do we have to wait till we get to Yerushalayim to get to infidels? We have the worst infidels are right here. They're the ones that actually killed Jesus, so, rather than just chase us out of Eretz Yisrael. So they, instead, they started attacking Jews in Germany. The Kina details how they went to three major cities up the Rhine River, which is interesting, because if they're supposed to be going south, why are they going north? But they went to Speyer, Mainz, and Metz. Those are the three cities that they attack. And you go through this Kina, it gives you many details, which is unusual for kinos. Usually kinos are just pouring ourselves out, and things are wild and crazy, things are terrible, etc. And all of a sudden you get to this kina, and it starts giving you names of cities, starts giving you dates, it starts giving you exact orders of things. Speyer was, they killed a few people in Speyer, and then they got to Vermeisa, which is Worms. That was on the 23rd day of Iyar. And then they got to Magenza, the city of Mainz, which was a double whammy. They came before Rosh Chodesh, and then on Rosh Chodesh, they wiped out the entire city of Jews. And we'll talk about it in the Shabbos Shirim, that they established fasting in those cities on those days. The Olam Vod, which was still observed hundreds of years later, this was 1096, hundreds of years later, they're still observing this fast day, and there were repercussions of that that we'll discuss probably in another context. So the Kina continues on and says, and this is the part they put on as source number one, Simuna alavavchem mispar malikashra, it says, put on your heart how difficult this is, how bitter this is, kishakula hariga samlis ave uli asra, uli as, uli his afra, it was the burning. That's not the right place, because this equal the killing here was equal in mourning, etc. Kesreifas beis elokeinu haolam v'habira, like the burning of the beis hamikdash. I mean, this was so bad. This is such a major destruction. It was like the destruction of the beis hamikdash. So we should have a day. We should have a day of mourning. However, v'chi ein lahosif moed shever v'savira bein lahaktim zulasi le'acharav. But except there's not, there can't be. We can't add any other days other than Tisha B'Av. The ein lahaktim zulasi le'acharav. We can't have any other days. Tachas kein hayom levi asya oira. With the instead today on Tisha B'Av, it's going to arouse my sorrowful wailing, and I'm going to cry not just on the cries of the Beis HaMikdash, but also going to cry on the destruction that was wrought by the Crusades. Okay, so that's a kina. It was written by a very holy yid. You said Rav Kalonymous?
Yes.
Right? I guess it qualifies as a Rishon. Yes, okay. But it's a kina that was read for many, many, many years. Okay? Time goes on. A couple centuries go by. And you get to 1942. 1942 was when the whispers or the hints of what was going on in Europe with the Holocaust hit Eretz Yisrael, which is wild. You know, there were 3, 4, 5 years where there were concentration camps set up, and no one was escaping, so no one was coming, and anyone that any little bit of news that came into Israel was greeted with skepticism, as it can't be, it's impossible. And enough evidence was seeping in by the year 1942 that's Tafshin Gimel, so that would be 1942 or 43, that something that couldn't be ignored anymore, and they knew something was happening there, which is beyond anybody's possible comprehensions. So this is taken from, let's see, for Tshuvos von Hagos, for Moshe Sternbuch. Moshe Sternbuch is still very much alive, still very much active, but he records the story that took place then. By the Brisker Rav. So it sounds like he was there.
Yes.
He was present. So the question is, Im lasos yom avel al milyone hayehudim shenahargu b'shoav. Is it proper to have a day of mourning for the millions of Jews that were killed in the Shoah? So he answers, Yishlahaktim kan uvda shahaya etzel maran hagon Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik mi-Brisk. Let me tell you the story about what happened by the Brisker Rav. His Rebbe, I assume, right? So Bishnas Tafshin Gimel, Kishigia Eretz Shemua Sharibe Rivivos Achinu Nishchatim Nitbachim. That word had gotten in that hundreds of thousands of Jews were being killed, being slaughtered. So Arav Herzog, who was the chief rabbi at the time, Ba El Maron Zatzal, came to the Brisker Rav, Ubikesh Lasakin, it's Yom Ze Al Ze Yom Avel. He wanted to make a day of mourning. So Maran Zatzal, right? So the Rebbe, meaning the Brisker Rav, Isnagi va'amar she'asu lahosef al yemei ha'avel. He responded by saying that it's prohibited to add on days of mourning. So asks the Rav Herzog, turns to him and says, "V'shal oso in Israel ifo zeh pasuk." Says, "Where is it written? How do you know that it's prohibited? Where did you get that from?" So Amar lo hagriz zatzal. So the Brisker Rav answered, "Hakina she'anu omrim b'tishabav al ruge malchus b'maizav ashvayr." Right, he recalls this kina, right? This kina that was written, where it talks about the destruction of these cities, shenirtzuchu bimeiyar v'sivan mikonin sham, and that they were destroyed during the months of Iyar and Sivan. And he quotes the kina, right? Simun alavavchem mispermar lekosher kishakabla, and he recites it, and you get to six. We'll skip that. But he gets to 6 lines from the bottom, where he says, "Hari mufurash da'af shesavanu v'nehargu kihilos kedoshos b'misos achzarios." Even though these holy cities, these holy communities, were killed in a brutal death, the cholzos lo tiknu yimei avel el adachu samatishba. With all that, we still don't have a yimei avel. They still didn't have a day of mourning. Rather, it was pushed to tishba. Why? Kivan she'asur lasos yimei avel chadashim. Because we're not allowed to make new days of mourning. And he puts in parentheses here, umaran zatzal amar lo kol piyut bal peh. He rattled off the whole piyut, whole kina from Tisha B'Av, right? Unless he just rattled off 5 lines of it on the spot. Right? Kedarko Hoshai, Omer Kinos V'Slichos. Right, there it is. Omer Kinos V'Slichos Bal Peh B'Zachruso Anifla, which is, with his amazing memory, he was able to know all of Kinos and all of Slichos by heart. That's pretty impressive. Fine. And then he goes on to say, based on this, that it should be prohibited, and even the Rabbanim say that it's okay, he thinks that it's a problem, etc.
But that's a roundabout way. He's saying, because the kid is saying, why can't you add another day? But it doesn't tell us where in Halacha it's written that you can't.
Well, he sounds like he's using the Kina as a source. He's saying that's source. So where did Rav Shalom get it? So that's unclear. Okay, that's a good question. But the Brisker Rav is applying this kina to our situation. Okay, not only that, but his nephew, Rav Salavitchik, had the same thing. I'm told by people that were there that every year, you were in Boston once for Kinos?
No.
I'm told that every year the Rav would repeat this idea, right? It's found in Hari Kedem, amongst other places, V'chein lahosef mo'id shever v'saveira, on the left source number 3, V'vura kan iser lasos od yom avelus, we're not allowed to make another day of mourning, U'mikan yishalom od iser lasos yom hashol zechar ha'nisafim v'shoah. And therefore, we learn from here the prohibition of making a Yom HaShoah, a day of remembrance to remember the those that died in the Shoah. The Chol Avila Shekol Hatzaros Tzarech Lios Rak B'Tisha B'Av Levad. That all of the mourning for all of these bad days should be only on Tisha B'Av. Okay, so that is one of the major problems or attacks on the idea of making an idea of doing the Yom HaShoah. Yeah.
Maybe you're going to get to it, but you sort of mentioned that they made fast days in Germany.
Right. Yeah.
So that's kind of
hold on.
Yes.
We'll get there. So this shir, of course, is all motivated by Rabbi Cohen yelling at me for why we set Avrachamim on.
Hold on.
I'll be masking you half your point, but I'm still going to be right about Avrachamim.
What day was that?
So
I was on Shabbos.
Which
what?
He interrupted you. Which war are you going
to say? I didn't.
On Rosh Chodesh, I guess, right? Was after during the Shlishis Me'Agvala.
It's Shlishis Me'Agvala.
Right.
After Rosh Chodesh Sivan, when you don't say Tachron, but that Shabbos.
So let's hold off. The Chazon Ish had a different objection. This letter here is from the Igros of Chazon Ish.
Where is it?
The middle bottom, number 4, but it sends you to the side over here. I had to do it that way because I need to cover up the whatever. You know, space is at a premium for these kinds of shir. So ever since Dr. Weiss challenged me to keep everything on 2 pages. So the Chazon Ish discusses this, and you see, it's from 2 pages. So the star in the beginning sends you down to a star that's in the middle, right? Because that's all really one page.
The Achbeker knows that spits no more.
Yeah, right here in the middle. So there's a star here where he says Hatshuva B'davar Zayin Yimei Avelus Yisana Haisa Achar Churban Europe. The reference he has to the 7 days of Avelus, which some attempted to do. Right, this is the letters I copied it out of. So this is page 1. You have here the footnote on the bottom, and then it gets spilled over to page 2. That's the what's going on. So he says, we'll do this part, the underlined part. Well, the kviyas tainis ledoros he bechlal mitzvah derabanan, right? Umashi yesh biyadenu hum zman shehaisa dayin neviyah. Yes, the idea of having a tainis is a din derabanan, and those that we have are from the age of prophecy. Now, not necessarily. Hanukkah is not from the age of prophecy. Right? But that's not the day of Tainus either. Okay. So the days of Tainus, you're right. The days of Tainus are from the days of prophecy. The Eich Nois Panenu Dor Shetoblo Hashtika. How could we have the audacity, this generation, which would be better off just being quiet, Lahar Kazos Likvoa Dvarim Lidoros, to have such thought of establishing something for generations? I mean, how could we have the audacity to do such a thing? Barei HaTotza'a Hazos Mi'idu Aleinu. And what would come out of this would be a problem. We'd be going against all of our sins. As much at a time when we'd be like pretending like we don't have sins during a time when we're filled of sins. Dull and v'reikim in ator v'arum and mitzvos, and we're empty of Torah and we're naked of mitzvos. On the naver l'gdolos mimenu nachshu d'achinu min hashuv v'zui chavos. He says, we'll leave this for other generations, for greater generations than us, for them to be able to resolve. So while the discussion of the two Salavichiks, the Brisker Rav and Rav Yosef Salavichik, their objection was based on a din, a halacha, the Chazon Ish was based on how could our generation possibly have the audacity to do such a thing. Okay, so those are two of the main objections there were to establishing Yom HaShoah.
What is the issue with audacity in our
So he claims fast days could only be done by Nevi'im.
Is it because the Nevi'im could express?
Right. So he quickly goes on to discuss the idea that he quickly switches to that we're filled with sins. So he says that we just don't know. So that seems to be his emphasis. And in his biography, it didn't make the cut for the source sheet, but in his biography, he's asked the shilas that we're going to ask on the previous page. We'll cover that shortly. Okay, so that's the Chazanish's objection. I put here, I would never have found this on my own. Thank you to Rabbi J.J. Schacht, who hunted from the journal Hamaor from 1998. So it has an article from Aryeh Leib Spitz. Apparently that's of Shalom Spitz's father, who was the Rosh Hashiva in Shara Torah. So he has a long article where he begins by saying that this letter of the Chazon Ish he believes is a forgery. He says it cannot be. He just can't believe it. I just can't believe that the Chazon Ish would say such a thing. He says here, "Va'af ikar ani rotzu levar shamechta hu shal Chazon Ish lav bar samcho." You can't rely on it. "V'lav mar berei deravina chasamala." He didn't actually sign it. "Darei kol kovitz igru," says the whole collection of letters was only made after he passed away, and you have to be very careful about it. He goes on to quote some Rishonim to say, "Is there some Rishonim that say that all letters from people, unless you actually verify the makoros in it, you can't actually rely on them?" And then he goes on for a couple of pages to talk about why one should go ahead and do a Yom HaShoah. So he has arguments, much longer arguments that we're going to present tonight, but we have his arguments, but the finish of his article is saying that the Chazon Ish's letter is actually a forgery. It does not seem like it is a forgery, as we'll see shortly. Okay, so that is side A. Side A is we can't do it. We're not allowed to do it. We're not on the level that we can do it, and therefore it's not proper for us to establish a Yom HaShoah. Certainly not a Yom HaShoah that would have any type of ritual attached to it. Of course, what comes to mind at first would be fasting, right? So to establish anything like that, we're not allowed to do today.
So
yes.
Wasn't the fast of Esther instituted by the rabbis not in the during after destruction of the second temple?
I don't know. We're going to see the other fast days, but
before
was this after? Sorry, how do you know that it was after destruction of the second temple?
No, because they said that it's less strict than the four for the temple.
No, it was done after those Nevi'im, but it was. Esther still happened during the age of prophecy.
It's not included in the pasuk.
It's not in Tanakh. It's not mentioned there. But I don't know why that means it was made later.
Rabbis made it during the Talmud.
I don't know. I could be right. You have to find a source. I never heard that before. Okay. So as we turn to the back of the page. And this is when we start. Things get a little shaky. So there is go to the year 1171 or 1170 or 1171. I guess Shas Sivan. So it was 1171. I guess. So near the city of Blois, the city of Blois. Blois is a city in central France. Anybody who goes to France, you could go visit it today. So that was the site of, not the first, but towards the beginning of the era of blood libels. Not really connected to the Crusades. It's later than the Crusades. But the story goes that there's a couple different versions of the story. Somebody, a non-Jew, was walking and he saw a Jew by the lake or something. He thought he saw something in the evening and he couldn't tell exactly what the reflection was. And lo and behold, the Jew was filling up a water thing to give to his horse. The non-Jew claims that he saw a Jew hiding a Christian baby, hiding a baby. And he claims that this was the non-Jew came into town, told the bishop or told the priest or whatever, and told him that he's doing it in order to get the blood in order for my. This is a blood libel. This is one of the major blood libels that happened. They happened already earlier in the 1100s, but the 1100s seems like, even though there are sources from earlier, I looked around today, it seems like the mid 1100s is kind of the rebirth of the. Of the blood libel, I guess.
So what happened in Sivan?
Right, so that's right. Could be suggesting he was getting rid of the body then, or something. There is an article that just came out this year. I think I don't know if it was in. I'm not sure what's in Rabbi Yandorf's Shabbos packet, but by Rabbi Kaganoff, who put together a lot of the sources for the 20th of Sivan. So there he writes that it was actually the non-Jew was getting rid of a baby, and he framed the Jew. That I hadn't heard before. But either way. Such a thing happened. They rounded up the Jews in town and attempted to burn them. There is a story that they survived the fire and said they killed them in other ways, but they killed anywhere from 31 to 40 Jews on that day. Interestingly, there were more women than men involved for some reason, but they killed many Jews on that day. So Rav Ephraim of Bonn records that in that year, Vi B'Shabbos Esrim B'Sivan, right? Kiblu Kol Kihilus Tzarfas VeYehayam V'Rainus. So all of the communities of France and Rhine and the Rhineland, which is Germany, right? L'Yom Sfeid V'Tanis Miratzon Nafsham U'V'Mitzos Hagon. Esrim B'Sivan, the 20th day of Sivan, and the Miratzon Nafsham U'V'Mitzos Hagon Rabbi Yaakov Ben Rav Meir. Who's Rabbeinu Yaakov Ben Rav Meir? Rabbeinu Tam. Right, so the claim is that they wrote to Rabbeinu Tam, and they said, Rabbeinu Tam, is it proper that we have a fast day on this day? And Rabbeinu Tam said, yes, to commemorate these 30-something holy Jews that passed through, that were killed and died al Kiddush Hashem under the threat of persecution, we should have a fast day, and we should have a fast day. We should establish a fast day for all the members of our nation. Right, this fast day will be greater and more prestigious than Tzom Gedalia. This is what he wrote. It's correct, and the Jews accepted. They made a piyut for the day. I'm not sure what that is, but oh, Blois, right? Because of what happened, the bitterness of Blois. Right? And that was passed on to everybody else.
So was this a woman's name, Blois?
Blois is the name of the city.
Blois,
B-L-O-I-S.
Almohas.
Well, there were women that died in this
Almohas Blois program.
The righteous woman.
Yeah.
Right. So there were women that were killed with this. Uh-huh. So this was observed, and whether it continued to be observed, it was and it happened on that day. It happened on the 20th day of Sivan, which happens to be today. Today is the 20th day of Sivan, which is occurred to me. I finally give this year over. So that's the year 1171. 1650. So 1650 is right after the year 1648 and 1649, right? So 1640 and 1649 were terrible years in Jewish history. The Gezeiros of Tach V'Tach. Chmielitzki came from the east, came from the Ukraine. He is apparently in like Ukrainian literature, Chmielitzki is like George Washington. That's the way Kaganov refers to him in that article. He's like there's statues all over the place of him. But for Jews, Rabbi Schefter told us once that that Jews refer, before World War II, Jews will refer to Chmielitzki as today they refer to Hitler. That he came and he killed someplace in the realm of 400,000, 500,000 Jews. So between the time of the Beis HaMikdash and the Holocaust, that was the largest massacre of Jews in our history. It's known in the literature as Gezeiros Tach V'Tat. Right? Those, based on the years, Tach and Tat. We're in Ta-Shaz, right? Tavshin, right? Ayin Zayin. Right? So this is 350-something years ago. So the Shach turns around and he says, well, we should have a day of remembrance for them. And he says, it's a little bit difficult to figure out Day of Remembrance, because while I understand that Chaf Sivan, so you were commemorating the day, Chaf Sivan, this happened all year. So what day are we going to choose in order to be the Day of Remembrance for the Harugim, those that were killed, during Gezeiros Tach V'Tat? So he says, we're going to choose on the second line, B'yom Chaf L'Chodesh Sivan. We'll choose that day, the 20th day of Sivan. Why? Shebo Nisna Torah HaYikar Mifninim, because the Torah, I'm not sure what that's referring to, because the Torah was given then, V'ata Karus Paros Goyim Rabim Hamonim Hamonim. And now, we're having problems from so many of the non-Jews. Yan Ki Yom Zehu Techila L'Gezeros. That day was the day of the beginning of it. U'machovos V'chaloyim Roim V'Nemanim. Right, that actually was, that's where started it off. I'm not sure if historically that is correct or not, but that's around when it started off. That's reason A. So reason A is it started then. Reason B, Begam, Kibo Huchpulu Atzaros V'Kikulim V'Kikulim Shonim, because we're going to add up many of the days together. Kigam Gezeras Taskala, going back, that's referring to all the way back to Ephraim of Bun, the people of Bloy. That also happened on that day by Yomahu, V'Osan Azvanim, in those days. And that's reason number two. So reason number one is because it started then. Reason number two is because that's the day that we already have problems, and we're just going to attach it on. Reason number three, V'Gam, Kiyom Ze Lo Yera B'Shabbos Kodesh B'Shum Panim. The day is never going to fall out on Shabbos. Like, can you imagine, like, the brilliance? Like the Shach. The Shach. He throws out a reason. Oh, the day is never gonna come out on Shabbos. Like, yeah.
Just kill him.
Okay. So that is the reason why the Shach chose the day of Chaf Sivan as a remembrance. So while the first source is apparently a little bit questionable whether Rabbi Yonatan actually said it or not, the Shach relied on it, right? The Shach said yes. And the Shach said, and now we're going to have a day. We're going to have this day of remembrance. And that they continued on. The Magen Avraham talks about this. The Magen Avraham talks about 2 days here, the end of Hilchus Tainis. So in Hilchus Tainis, it gives you a whole list of fast days that some have the custom of keeping. Megillus, we had referenced Megillus. That before. The Megillus Tainis, Megillus. But not that Megillus Tainis, a different Megillus Tainis. There's a Megillus Tainis of the Gemara, which is more about happy days than fast days. Right? That's the days of celebration for the Beis HaMikdash. They built different things of Beis HaMikdash. And then there was another Megillus Tainis that was written by the Bahag. That we've talked about before. That's where it talks about the 8th of Tevis, the 9th of Tevis, and the 10th of Tevis, the 3rd, right, and the 9th of Tevis, right? Another time. So Magen Avraham says, okay, those are interesting days. And let me give you a few more. And on the second line here, he says, Kasav HaTanya, not the Tanya of the, that wasn't written for another 200 years, but. What?
The halachic work.
Right, the halachic work, the Tanya. And he first quotes by Yom HaShishi Parshas Chukas, Nagu Yechidim Lisanos, on the Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. Right, not a date, but a day of the week. On Friday of Shabbat Parshas Chukas, why? What happened on that day? That was the burning of the Gemaras in Paris. So that happened on that day. Happened on Friday. Why we don't go by a date? Why we do go by? Right. So that's a story for another time. I think we've shared that before. And then he says, and also at the end, Gam Noagim Hisanos Asrim B'Sivan. The last line. We have a custom of fasting on the 20th day of Sivan. B'chol Malchus Poland and all of Poland. Nara Naru Pashtei Rafa Shveria Kimata. Right. And it's spread around, and we can't don't break it up. I mean, it's observed. I mean, they're keeping it. It sounds like everybody fasted on the 20th day of Sivan in reference to that day. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this Magen Avraham verbatim. So I don't know if that means that during the time of the Mishnah Berurah, people were still fasting on the 20th day of Sivan, but the Mishnah Berurah does write the words. As we see in all of Poland, people are fasting on the 20th day of Sivan. I could just be quoting the Magen Avraham. So I don't know. But it's possible that the fasting
would last
for many years.
Would have on that.
Yes, more time, but you feel free to take a look. Tafkut Feisif got the test right up there. Right, the Magen Avraham also quotes a shaila about it. The Magen Avraham, in discussing what you do about these private fast days, so the Magen Avraham has a shaila. What happens if you have a bris that falls out on the 20th day of Sivan? Does that upend the fast day? Is that like a Tanis Bechoros kind of thing? That could upend the fast day. And he says, Mihu The tzarach in kishemisan chav sima machus poni mutter lecha sudas mitzvah. You allow to eat in a sudas mitzvah. We use bismanenu al harov osim kol sudas balayli. It says, however, today everybody does their fat meals at night. However, it once happened that it was on Erev Shabbos a chav sima, and the sudas therefore took place during the day, and we were told to eat. Okay, but what do you see? You see that it was practical. You see that people were actually keeping this fast day of Chav Sivan. Now, in the biography to the Chazon Ish, right, they actually have this kasha. It says somebody asked the Chazon Ish this question. What are you saying that fast days have to be declared back from the times of the Nevi'im? Right? We see that, what about Chav Sivan? And what does the Chazon Ish answer? He says, that was the Hela Geshach and Taz. They were unique, they were special. We don't come close to the Shach and the Taz. That's his response. So it's not that he like didn't know about this, he knew about this and said, Afal Pikein, that we don't do it. How do you deal with Yiftach Bedorah, Shmuel Bedorah, Yiftach Bedorah, right? That every generation is incumbent upon that. Right? That's a kasha, that's a taina, and that's a, you know, wish you could ask the Chazon Ish that. But
I think one of the problems is you can't get a consensus anymore. It's much harder nowadays to get a consensus and do anything.
Right, but the answer can't be, well, we can't get a consensus, because you could have gotten a consensus. Let's try. Meaning that the first time was the chief rabbi, he was trying to, and the objection was, no, we can't do it. So, what do you mean? I'm trying to get a consensus. So, tell you. So what about, was the Shaila ever asked, you know, in other contexts about it? And by the way, there's many fast days that have been kept over the years, different things that were done over the years, about different disasters that have happened, different communities did things, right? The city of Vermiza had its own fast day, right? So how do you deal with that? You should close the... So we don't have that much time left. So there is a pre-chadosh. Pre-chadosh is hard to read, but very quickly he quotes from the Sefer Maram Alashkar. Maram Alashkar is kind of the first source on this. He says that one could do it. He brings various proofs from the Gemara and says that you could do it. The pre-chadosh then turns around and he brings his own proofs to say why he doesn't think that you can do it. The Chassam Sofer turns around and says, I understand the proofs of the Pre-Chadosh, but I think that you could do it. And in the last paragraph of the Chassam Sofer, do you have anything? It would be at the very end of the Sif, of the Siman.
So no, the Tavkuf Samach has.
The end of, no, I would say check Tavkuf Pei, the very end of Tavkuf Pei.
Tavkuf
Pei. But you can miss the Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer at the end gives his own restrictions. The Chassam Sofer says, "Miu nirali, I belove hachinami, the lo amr shalola hosef eladumya dahanav shapashtu b'chol Yisrael." That what they say not to add on is similar to that which is spread throughout all of Israel. Aval ir echad umedina echad. I mean, when we say don't add on something that will be for all of the Jews. But for one city or for one country, it's not the same thing, and therefore it should be permissible. He says, for me, and he's talking about joyful days, he's talking about happy days. He says, but for me, I think it needs to be something where you're saved from Misa L'chaim. Right, which is like Mordechai and Esther, because Mordechai and Esther was the idea that was quoted in the Gemara. Oh, because we're saved from Misa L'chaim. It says we're never actually free, we're in Gullus. So the only happiness we can really have is if we're saved from Misa L'chaim. The Chassam Sofer does say that we can add on those days. We can add on those days, but he says, but for Ir Echad, Umedina Echad, but for one city and for one country. That's the Chassam Sofer's stipulation. And with that, I think that kind of resolves the issues, and that's really the guidelines that Rav Moshe Feinstein lays down. Rav Moshe Feinstein also was asked about Yom HaShoah. And he has a long tshuva on the topic. It's not only about that topic. It covers other things. But he comments about the following. He says, Uvedavar HaGezeros, and in source number 12, right, Shavonos HaRabim Neregu Erech Asar Pamim Shisha Ribui, 10 times 60,000. Aidei HaRishayim Hitler V'Chaverov.
600. 10 times 60,000. Shisha Ribo.
Oh, 60 times 10,000 times...
He says like this, Roy, Dachrei Hasiva Satalmud, Ein B'Yuchayles, Eligzo, I'll call you Swar.
Okay. So the Rav Moshe, he's also on. He's quoting. I mean, he's like the Chassam Sofer. So he goes on to say Shema Roy Harei Hayat Zorich Eze Yom Kavul Isanos Los Filo Shetama Mal Korchach Al Shaddai Lo Neshalom Knasek. We haven't done anything. Hinei, but he says Bekino, so he quotes that Kina about Tisha B'Av. It talks there, he quotes the same Kina, right, that the Tisha B'Av is for those days. And and we can't have another fast day. And then he goes on to say, okay, and I, what about...
There's a difference between Gozer, a fast day for clubs,
right,
or for a local...
So he goes on and says, what about the Crusades? They raised the question, and they responded by saying that we can't have a day. He says, however, the low dummy in the second paragraph says, what about Chaf Sivan? What about Rabbeinu Tam, the Shach? What about Chaf Sivan? So he deals with it. He says, the low dummy in the Gezeros, the Shana Hei Alfayim Takvatat. It's not like the Gezeros of Takvatat, Aidei Chamalitsky, Rosh HaKozakin, right? Shenehergu, Be'okraina, Vechelik Nipol, where he killed in the Ukrainian part of Poland. Shukabusham Yom Tainis, Vamiris Likos, Asar Besivan. They established a day on 20 days of Sivan. Why? Shum Shalohai Sazu Gezer Klalus, Gezeros Hagolos v'achorban. That wasn't like the gezeir for all of Klal Yisrael. Elahayu rak b'chelik medina achad. That was only in one place. He says, however, the gezeiros of Hitler, that happened everywhere. That happened in Europe. That happened in the Middle East. That happened in Eretz Yisrael. Jews everywhere were threatened. That was a Klal Yisrael massacre. So if it's a Klal Yisrael massacre, so then it gets relegated to Tisha B'Av. So in a way, by making it a bigger catastrophe, right, so that means that it's on Tisha B'Av, and therefore it's not going to get its own day. Now, it's a little, so why do I think, why will I go halfway with Rabbi Cohen? So I'll agree with Rabbi Cohen that the crusade, that we won't add the days because of the Crusades. However, Rav Moshe's proof that we don't add a day is based on the Crusades. Right, that's Rav Moshe's Raya. He says the Crusades was a Klal Yisrael catastrophe. If that's the case, so the minhag of the Crusades of not saying Tachnun saying Avrachamim on those days should apply to all of Klal Yisrael. That would be that's my title. I think that Rav Moshe is using that as the proof that that's a Klal Yisrael thing.
The halacha is written for Poland, they do this. The Ashkenaz, they do that.
Okay, you have to look, but commemorating that day, yeah, right, is a Klal Yisrael thing. And I think the minhag is, if it's in Ezra's Torah Luach, that's a Klal Yisrael thing. So I think that's a Klal Yisrael thing to recognize, to say Avrachamim on those days leading up to Sivan. So Rav Moshe deals with those issues. Rav Moshe is, so that is the thing. Now, the fear of, what does that mean for us? That probably means that the Holocaust needs to have more. There's no precedent for the Holocaust. Right? There's no precedent for it. There's no precedent for something happening to Kaiser on that thing.
Even the law at Israel that I have, the Rav Tkachinsky, says to say Avraham.
Okay.
Say Avraham. Kamosha Kosu Haposkim. But he doesn't mention
it. I got it. Okay. But you can make a case that we all, everybody was affected by this, therefore it should. That's Rav Moshe's tshuva v'dava. Rav Moshe's tshuva on the answer is when it happened to all of Klal Yisrael, so then it gets relegated to Tisha B'Av. But individual communities could do things that happen to their individual communities.
Okay. So what about